Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful. I like the way that sounds, don't you? I think it's completely appropriate. Mr. Wonderful. It just kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Yeah. Your Highness works, too. I like that one, too. Steve Martin is our guest, and our good friend Steve's the president of Business Solutions, the author of Creative Approaches for Creating a Cost-Effective Organization. He is the Profit Pro. He's our good friend. He's been an original member of our Brain Trust, folks. That means he's part of the Wayback Machine. He goes way back with us. We are actually now in our 10th year with Steve Martin as our good friend and an absolutely invaluable resource for me and for you. And not only has he been a great resource on the show, but he's become one of my good friends. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. I wonder how many times we've done this. I'm trying to think. In over 9 years, I'm going to say probably, 100 times maybe?
Well, I don't know. That could be close.
Be pretty close, probably. And so basically, you're a glutton for punishment. Is that what we're saying here?
Either that or I know what I like and keep doing it.
Maybe so. Hey, Steve, I told the audience earlier that, of course, I reminded them that you are our Profit Pro, but I told them that you might be wanting to talk about instant profits. You know, in other words, just, I mean, when I hear instant profits, I know that's something you've been working on. When I hear instant, I think right now, immediately. Can you actually give us instant profits, folks? Get your pencil out and juice up the tip and get ready to write a little bit, because Steve's going to give you some instant profit tips. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, Jim, Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay is the title of a new ebook that I've been working on for quite some time. I guess some people would say it's 30-plus years in the making. But the idea is to find those things that differentiate profitable companies from unprofitable companies. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all seen those that make money from the very first day they open.
Right.
And we've seen those that never make a dime and struggle right down into the dirt.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had someone ask me once if I was a nonprofit. I said, well, not intentionally.
Well, yeah, some of the companies that have made it have done their business planning in advance. You know, you have a sponsor which has a very excellent business planning software
package.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. Palo Alto Software, of course.
And the reality is that those companies that do their planning in advance and refine the plan and test and work and model what their business is going to be.
Compare actual to projected?
Yep.
Compare what did they say? What did we say we were going to do and what did we do? Compare those two.
Yep. And those who start out with the better plans usually have the better chance of success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at it on paper, Jim, and if you can see that your business is not going to be profitable, you can change it. You have the opportunity to make a change before you actually put your foot in the water or you jump into the deep end of the pool.
One of the best things that ever happened to me was to learn how to produce a spreadsheet, an electronic spreadsheet, more than 20 years ago, probably at least 25 years ago. I learned how to build an electronic spreadsheet. And when I learned how to do that, and I learned how to build a cash flow projection, and I learned how to see, you know, how to plot out on a continuum what it took to be profitable, what it took to have cash flow. When I saw the impact of time on a business and the way the different components of a business, revenue, expenses, et cetera, and cash collections. When I saw the impact of time by watching it on that spreadsheet, that was a watershed moment for me, and it's helped me considerably over the years.
Oh, it can make all the difference in the world, Jim.
And that's the essence, in many ways, that's the essence of a business plan, isn't it?
Absolutely. It really is. And, you know, it allows you to chart your course as you go forward. I've talked with two business owners in the last few weeks. One of them is doing very, very well. The other is really suffering, and they're in the same business. And one of them has a plan, and the other doesn't.
Yeah. And guess which one's profitable, folks, is successful. Stand by. Quick break. When we come back, Steve's going to help us get to these instant profits instantly right after these messages. Stay with us.
Everybody's looking.
Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is the flagship. That's the original one, almost 10 years old and still rocking and rolling, providing you with lots of good information. And all of the shows that we do, all the interviews we do are archived. You can go back and listen to them over and over again. You can use them to your little heart's content. We've got four different ways you can listen to those now. Actually more than four different ways. So check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there. Check out the Brain Trust and all the things that they offer there. And also the knowledge base, AskJim.biz, which is absolutely, as far as we can tell, it's the only knowledge base, true knowledge base for small business ever developed. And Steve Martin is a very significant contributor to that. And I'm very happy to know that Steve's part of that project. Steve, for all the content that you provided for that website, we thank you very much.
Well, it's my pleasure, Jim. It's always always great to help entrepreneurs.
Well, it is a good thing. It's they're worthy, and I know you feel the same way, and that's the reason we're glad to have you part of it. So, folks, if you want to find more of Steve's wisdom, just go to AskJim.biz and noodle around on that site. Ask some questions that you need, and that'll help you. You know, Steve, talking about instant profits, that's one thing that I think that where people can find instant profits is just getting the answers to questions that they have.
There's no doubt about that, Jim. I feel that a good question is often worth a heck of a lot more than good advice.
say that again. I like that.
A good question is often worth an awful lot more than advice.
Of course, you got to have the answer to it too, though, right?
That's right. But when you ask a question as a business owner, or you are asked a question, you have the opportunity to explore an entire universe. Mm-hmm. In terms of seeing what the possibilities are. If somebody gives you a piece of advice, that's all it is one narrow corner of it.
Mm-hmm.
So in my view, a good open-ended question is, well, what can I do to make my business better is worth a lot more than someone coming in and saying, well, turn down the heat.
what are some instant profit tips you got for us today, Steve?
Jim, one of the things that I find all the time is people underpricing their products and their services. You may have seen that, but the reality is
all the time.
A lot of people, if they're selling a product that they've purchased, they'll mark it up some fixed percent. 10%, 20%, 100%, or whatever.
It's like they're afraid to ask for a reasonable price for their product, isn't it?
Well, yes, that is. That's true. Fear is a major component in pricing because mm-hmm. they're afraid that they'll insult their customers or they're afraid they'll lose their customers, and they just shy away from it. So they stick with a modest markup and generally underprice their goods. And this, I see this in service organizations all the time. People are afraid to price their time to what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do about that? Well, one of the simple things to do is to test.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a product, pick a service, and increase your price by 10% and see what happens. And in some cases, I've seen business actually increase as a result of that.
I wouldn't be surprised. Pricing is a funny thing in the minds of the public, isn't it? Because sometimes some things hit people the wrong way, and they say, well, that's just too expensive. And sometimes if it's not priced a certain way, they'll say, well, that must not be very good. It's not. They don't charge enough for it.
Absolutely.
Isn't it funny how the public works, how we all work as consumers? I mean, how many times have you picked something up and you say, wow, this looks pretty good? Oh, wow, it's only a quarter. I can't be worth anything. I must be mistaken. And it's interesting. Well, you know, Steve, I think where we get in the most trouble is when we try to, and I've talked about this 1,000 times on this show, is when we try to get into a price war with the big guys. That's the most preposterous thing any small business owner can do.
Oh, it'll kill you. But if you have a small convenience store, Jim, are you going to sell your milk at a loss?
Right. No, they like they
match do. The big store down
like
the
Walmart
street.
Does.
Yeah. You're not going to have it for less than $2 a gallon. You may have it at $4. And, you know, your customers will come in and they'll pick up that gallon of milk and they'll look at the price maybe, but they'll be smiling because they know they have milk for the cereal in the morning.
Right.
It's the whole value package that the business provides.
And isn't that where we have to spend our time, Steve, is not worrying so much about the price? Although, I mean, obviously you have to notice what the market generally will bear. But if you charge more for your product than you're a little comfortable with, or more than your competitor charges, your challenge then is to be able to show your customers that what you're charging is worth it.
Absolutely, and that's where the perception of value comes in. And there are a lot of things a company can do to present that image of value. Good customer service is one of those things. Just the appearance of your business is another. The way you conduct your business, the smile, the greeting, the convenience that you might offer to your customers can differentiate you from the big box on the corner.
Well, if you want to get people to quit looking at the price, learn their names. Find out how they like their shirts pressed. Find out, you know, which way they liked, whether they liked their French fries a little bit extra crispy or whatever. Find out those things, and then they won't even look at the price after a while.
That's exactly right, Jim. And every dollar of price increase reports right to the bottom line.
Right to the bottom line, folks. That's what you call instant profits. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
I do believe in you, and I know.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Steve Martin is our guest. He's the Profit Pro. Steve, give us your website, please.
Jim, it's www.profitpro.us.
And what did we find when we get there?
You're going to find resources for businesses of all sizes to help them improve their profitability.
All right. And they can find the book there, too, can't they?
They can find my existing book there, and they'll find a heads up and an opportunity to buy instant profits at a pre-pub price.
All right. I appreciate you making that available. And when's that going to be? When's that book going to be out, do you think?
I'm driving hard toward June 15th, Jim.
All right. Good deal. And we're glad to tell our audience about that. Steve, how many times have you ever walked up to a small business and they gave you something? They served you a hamburger or they gave you a product or they did something for you or whatever. And you said, maybe you thought it. I don't know if you said it or not, but I always say it. I always say, you know what? This is worth more than that. You're not charging enough. And they look at me like I just grew another head. And you know, I didn't mind that they weren't charging me enough at first, because I knew that, you know, they just didn't understand. But when it bothered them that I told them that what they were selling was worth more money, it was almost like, you're going to cause me a lot of trouble, aren't you?
That's exactly right.
And I was just trying to tell them that the convenience and the service that they were providing, the technical support they were providing, you know, I expect to pay more than if I just went to Walmart and had to find it for myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, to answer your question, Jim, I figure about 10% of the time, maybe 5 to 10%, I find that happen, whereas I'll be purchasing a product or a service from somebody and just absolutely know that it's totally underpriced.
Mm-hmm. And when they look at me like that, I always say, look, I like your business. I want you to be here a year from now. Charge me. You need to charge people more for this.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of the things I do is when I find somebody that who's doing a great job, but I think maybe pushing it a little bit too far in terms of the lower price, I make sure mm-hmm. I give them as much business as I can so that
right.
we'll keep them in business. And
exactly.
I encourage my friends to go there mm-hmm. as well, because you really need to look out for companies like that. But you're right. People underprice themselves and undervalue their own services, and the net result is they not only lose profits, some of them can't maintain the business model,
or their own families. They can't. You can't even maintain their own families. What are some other profit tips, Steve?
Jim, you know, pricing your product appropriately is really critical. And one of the things that people can do is to put things together into packages. You find it at the car wash all the time. They'll throw mm-hmm. on wax, which they normally sell for $2 or whatever, and buff your wheels or whatever for another price. They'll put it all together into one package
mm-hmm.
and give you what you think is a good deal. Well, the interesting thing is that wax they added on may cost them 10 cents, and the little buffing might be a quarter. So their incremental cost of providing what you think is a $4 value may be only 35 cents,
and the deal is you only made me make one decision instead of four decisions.
Absolutely, and that makes life a lot easier.
Yeah,
I've got a little pizza place just down the corner from here that you walk in, you can order a lunch for $5. Well, it doesn't sound like much, or maybe it does, but the beauty of it is they include the tax in that.
Hmm.
And around here, that's around almost 10%.
Yeah.
So you don't have to fish for quarters, nickels, and dimes. You hand them a $5 bill, they hand you a pager for your lunch, and you're all set to go. The convenience in that package is great.
How do they do that? How do they serve you pizza for $5?
Well, you don't just get pizza. You get a little salad or fries along with it, too.
I know. How do they do that?
They have volume, Jim. The place is packed.
I know. Oh yeah.
And yet they give you these little table beepers so they can serve you just very efficiently. It's just a beautiful business model.
Right. Steve, give us that website again, please.
www.profitpro.us.
Check it out when you get a chance. Hey, Steve, we're looking forward to that new ebook, Instant Profits. And by the way, I expect you to launch it on this show.
Well, I'd love to do that. And, oh, by the way, your AskJim.biz is one of the resources that's going to be in that book.
I appreciate that very much, Steve. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he's the Profit Pro. He's the best. Thanks, Steve. Take care of yourself. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to never let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.